Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1. Listen to items 1A to 4A and choose the best option, A to F, as in the example. There is one item that you do not need. Example.
I'm really thirsty. How about grabbing a coffee before we go down to the departure lounge?
One A.
Let's go and check that our flight is leaving on time. Where's the flight departure board?
Two A. Yes, look, I've got a visa. Look at the last page of the passport. You see it? Yeah, it was issued here in the embassy here. There's no problem. I'll get into the country fine. Three A.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to look in your bag, sir. Is it okay if I open it up and check through it?
Four A. Okay, I've got to go and get something for John and Sue, some kind of present. What do you think, wine? I don't know, some chocolates or something. Listen again and check your answers. One A.
Let's go and check that our flight is leaving on time. Where's the flight departure board?
Two A. Yes, look, I've got a visa. Look at the last page of the passport. You see it? Yeah, it was issued here in the embassy here. There's no problem. I'll get into the country fine. Three A.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to look in your bag, sir. Is it okay if I open it up and check through it?
Four A. Okay, I've got to go and get something for John and Sue, some kind of present. What do you think, wine? I don't know, some chocolates or something? Activity 2. Read items 5A to 7A, listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Good morning. morning and a very warm welcome to this meeting, which we've entitled Environmental Action for Our Schools. I am delighted to see so many of you here, representing schools from all parts of the country. Thank you for giving up your weekend at this busy time at the end of the year, when I know you'll all be busy with preparing your students for their final exams. But even at this time, as we think about the ending of this academic year, in this meeting, we want to look towards the next academic year and to those after that. Our theme today is to consider how we can infuse environmental issues within the DNA of our schools, our curriculum, and the daily lives of our students. What can we do to ensure that our students' educational experience equips them to become environmentalists, whatever they study and whichever path they choose in life? So, our task today is to talk, to listen, to think, and to plan. And by the end of our time together, we must produce a proposal for how we will achieve this. As you see, we're all...
Listen again and check your answers.
Good morning and a very warm welcome to this meeting, which we've entitled Environmental Action for Our Schools. I am delighted to see so many of you here, representing schools from all parts of the country. Thank you for giving up your weekend at this busy time at the end of the year, when I know you'll all be busy with preparing your students for their final exams. But even at this time, as we think about the ending of this academic year, in this meeting, we want to look towards the next academic year and to those after that. Our theme today is to consider how we can infuse environmental issues within the DNA of our schools, our curriculum, and the daily lives of our students. What can we do to ensure that our students' educational experience equips them to become environmentalists, whatever they study and whichever path they choose in life? So, our task today is to talk, to listen, to think, and to plan. And by the end of our time together, we must produce a proposal for how we will achieve this. As you see, we're all...
Activity 3. Read items 8A to 10A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Good morning, young man. I bought a new phone from you just last week, and I don't know how to download all these applications. When can I come in to have somebody show me what to do?
Oh, I think I've just driven past you. Now, which side are you on, right or left? You mean you're in the building above the commercial bank? No? But that's what your secretary said. Aren't you number 88? What? 108? But that's back there. Oh...
Oh,
hello. I was talking to someone from your company yesterday, but I don't remember the name. A woman, youngish, I think. I'm I'm not sure which office. Maybe accounts? No, that wasn't the name. Something like Natasha? Natalia? She said she'd call me back. Maybe Nicola?
Listen again and check your answers. Eight A.
Good morning, young man. I bought a new phone from you just last week, and I don't know how to download all these applications. When can I come in to have somebody show me what to do?
Nine A.
Oh, I think I've just driven past you. Now, which side are you on, right or left? You mean you're in the building above the commercial bank? No? But that's what your secretary said. Aren't you number 88? What? 108? But that's back there. Oh...
Ten A.
Oh, hello. I was talking to someone from your company yesterday, but I don't remember the name. A woman, youngish, I think. I'm not sure which office. Maybe accounts? No, that wasn't the name. Something like Natasha? Natalia? She said she'd call me back. Maybe Nicola?